I want to thank Anna Rowan. She's with Voices for Kids. She's joining us this morning. First off, Anna, morning.
Good morning.
Tell me about Voices for Kids.
Yeah, so we're a nonprofit organization based out of Chicago, and we're focused on advocating for the well-being of all kids in the state of Illinois.
In this particular case, we're talking about a survey that was done. This really caught my attention last week because I think I'm in this obsession now seeing where Illinois stacks against other states in almost anything because we're at the bottom on so many worst state financial pensions, back payments. I mean, all these things, credit ratings, bond ratings. And I'm not sure how I felt about 19th other than, you know, we're one of the biggest and best states in this union. And why are we at 19th instead of the top five? I think that probably was my eventual takeaway.
Right. So every year, the Annie Casey Foundation out of Washington puts out this report that provides a snapshot of how kids are doing across the country. And so this year, Illinois ranked 19th on this report. And we did well in two areas, child health, which is primarily due to our low percentage of uninsured children, and education based off our leadership in expanding access to preschool. And as you pointed out, with so much bad news coming out of our state, this is really something that we should be celebrating.
Especially but when you look at the Chicago Tribune yesterday saying the backlog of bills over this past school year was $1 billion. I'm curious, the figures that were used to compile this in education, health, and others, what year were these statistics used to compile this ranking?
Right, so our stats only go through 2015, so unfortunately it's not showing what's been happening since the budget crisis started in 2015. So we are really concerned about what those numbers could potentially look like when we do get more updated statistics, because from what we've been hearing anecdotally across the state, we know that there are service providers that have had to reduce services and close their doors. And so it really is a grave concern to us. And especially, as you mentioned, the backlog of bills that we have accumulated, and with not having a budget in place already, we're really concerned about whether when it comes time to be making those hard choices about how we're going to pay off our debt, are we going to be walking back the progress that we've made in these areas of child health and early childhood education? Because, you know, when you have that much debt accumulated and you're having to make those hard choices, you know, how what's going to get cut? And we don't want to walk back the progress that we've made.
Well, you look at this, we're 10th in health, 13th in education. You go, well, that doesn't average 19. But it does when you go over and say 25th in economic well-being and 28th in family and community domain. So that 28 ranking, what does that talk about when it talks about family and community domain?
Right. So those indicators that in economic well-being and family and community, a lot of our ranking in that is based on our large number of kids in our state that are living in poverty. So over 500,000 of our state's kids live in poverty, and that is the same, roughly the same number as at the height of the Great Recession in 2010. So we really haven't moved the needle on that indicator, and we really need to. So even though we've seen our economy rebound a little bit, you know, we still need to be figuring out, do parents have employment opportunities where they live? Do they need additional training and education in order to access high-wage jobs? You know, what else do our families need in order to make ends meet from day to day?
It's kind of interesting, in one of the summations here on this was, we're talking about racial disparities. Latino children behind in preschool attendance, and then African American and white children who aren't attending preschool. It's these early starts that cause a better outcome later on. It looks like these are two areas which we're not doing as well as we could.
Well, we've pretty much closed the gap in terms of African American and white kids who aren't attending preschool, and we still, like you mentioned, need to up the number of Latino kids who are accessing preschool, but that's an area where Illinois does really well compared to the rest of the nation. We're
good.
Fifth in the number of kids, or the percentage of kids who are attending preschool. And as you said, you know, that's an investment that we really want to protect, because you get a bigger bang for your buck when you invest early, because you are laying those building blocks for a healthier and more productive life. And in terms of racial disparities, we've also seen a closing of the gap in terms of all racial groups who are accessing health insurance. And so what's going on at the federal level, and being that Illinois is one of those states that expanded Medicaid, we want to make sure that we're watching very closely what's happening at the federal level, because that would have grave implications for Illinois. Medicaid covers 1/3 of Illinois kids. So if we see those cuts, that could have big implications for the number of kids in our state that have health insurance.
Every time I see a report like this, I can't help but think back to a conversation I had with a prison educator a few years back, talking about the people who are in their class, and the common denominator being no education. They left high school early. They didn't graduate. I can literally see that classroom with all the hands held up, about with people going, who didn't graduate high school in this room? And everybody raising their hand. And knowing that when we don't do well in the classroom, it's not the schoolyard, it's the prison yard they end up in.
That's absolutely right. You know, in the states that are outranking us, you know, if you think about Minnesota and Massachusetts, those are states that are really making those early investments and making them sustained over time. And so that's something that Illinois really needs to focus on. And again, pushing our elected officials to really get working on that budget so that we can continue to make investments in our kids.
What was your takeaway after you penned this report? You looked at the numbers, you saw the stuff, because there's a lot of stuff here. I mean, in your simplest form, what was your takeaway here? Illinois 19th, what was your takeaway?
I think it's just that Illinois has some areas where we're doing well, and we want to protect those investments and not walk back the progress that we've made. And in the areas where we still need to improve, in those areas of economic security, we have to get that budget out of the way and then start tackling those problems. But the longer we go without a budget, you know, the more uncertainty there is around how we tackle some of these big policy questions.
Anna Rowan, Anna is with Voices for Illinois Children. Anna, can you hold tight for a second, ma'am?
Yes.
And thanks for starting your Monday with us, too. Appreciate it. I know, you know, hey, I'm talking some disc jockey in Southern Illinois may not be the way you want to start your Monday, but I appreciate it.
No, this was great. Thank you.